office.fm, weekly co-working show, episode number 17. I'm your host, Lima Hayati. Our guest today is founder of Viva MedSuites. Viva MedSuites is a medical office, co-working space for independent medical and wellness practitioners in the Phoenix, Arizona. Let's hear more from John Grober. Thank you so much for joining Remote Office Show today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us a bit about your background and the idea behind Viva MedSuites?
Sure. So I have been in commercial real estate for about 20 years in all sorts of different aspects. But quite a bit of what I've done has been in the kind of co-working space, executive suites. I had an executive suite company that I started in 2001. And I ended up partnering with somebody and we grew that to about 10 locations and sold that to Regis in 2006. And then I've done various other things like development, brokerage, and then I did salon suites for several years, and then through that kind of started wondering if this co-working concept could work for, you know, what other niches it could work for, and decided to try it for medical. So that's basically the background. Oops.
Why you choose medical?
I just didn't see that anyone was providing a true like co-working timeshare concept for medical practitioners. What I saw out there was a lot of subleasing that would happen. Somebody would basically be forced to lease more space than they really needed, because that's as small as medical space can reasonably be broken down on an individual basis. Typically, you know, 1,000 square feet might be the smallest that a building owner would be willing to break their space down. And usually it's more like, you know, 1,500 or 2,000 square feet. And so a physician or a, you know, naturopath or somebody like that would basically have to take on more space than they really needed themselves. And typically they would have to sign a long multi-year lease, put a bunch of money into building the space out, furnishing it, equipping it. And then they'd have all this extra space and they would try and sublease it out to, you know, to others who would take a room or two. So that is still predominantly what's out there. And I just thought, you know, the whole idea of co-working in the office sector and also in the salon sector is to have an intermediary come in, take down the bigger chunks of space, and then offer it up in smaller pieces to those who really don't need big space. And so I decided to try that for medical.
About the business model, well, what business model that you apply to Viva MedSuites?
Well, it's very similar to any co-working business model, basically, where it's you are taking down a larger chunk of space and you are subdividing it and offering it in smaller pieces to those who need it. And so they're very similar. I mean, you're basically just offering space.
How many location that available right now?
Yeah, it's just in Phoenix, just in Scottsdale. Uh-huh. It's our first location. So far that's where we're at. I've had quite a bit of interest from people in other parts of the Phoenix area wanting me to open there. I've even had calls from people in other states in the United States, you know, wondering if I was gonna come there. So, you know, there's interest, but right now it's just the one location.
About typical demographic member that using VivaMed Suites?
Well, so basically it's medical practitioners. So there are physicians, there are surgeons, there are naturopathic physicians, there are nurse practitioners, physician assistants, medical aesthetics. These are all people that don't need big office space to see patients in. They just need an exam room or two and a waiting room for patients and maybe a place for an assistant. And they typically don't need full-time space. They typically one day a week, 2 days a week. Or it might be a satellite office. So that's really the niche that we're filling, is for those who need a small amount of space and for less than full-time.
If it's not full-time, so in one space could be there's two tenants, right?
More. Yeah. I have 10 exam rooms in my location, and it still remains to be seen exactly what the averages will be, but I'm thinking it's probably going to end up being about 3 to 4 tenants per exam, per exam room. So I might have, you know, 40 tenants in my space, but not all at the same time.
That's cool. Yeah. What's healthcare facilities that you provided inside the location? Is there any like bio labs or like sort of specific healthcare facilities, like healthcare labs maybe?
So yeah, we do provide, I mean, first of all of the exam rooms are furnished and equipped as you would need in a medical office. So they all have sinks, they all have, you know, cabinetry, they all have a desk and chairs for the doctor and the patients. They all have some form of an exam table or chair. And then they're stocked with standard medical supplies. And then we also, outside of the exam rooms, have some shared equipment, like an autoclave, a centrifuge, scale, vital sign monitors, you know, the typical things that, you know, doctors use on a regular basis.
Is it any like emergency situation ever?
No, this isn't, we don't offer like, you know.
So maybe like medicine. They're transferred to big hospital if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What's your strategy to get your member?
Well, it's an evolving one, but it's one that really I'm having to try and educate the market on a new product type that just doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's largely an education strategy, letting people know that there is a new option now that didn't exist before. You know, before, like I said, you either had to sign a direct lease for typically more space and longer term than you really wanted to, or you had to sublease from somebody who did that, you know. And so now there's a third option where you avoid both, you know, all of the downside of those other two options. So, you know, it's, I'm doing pretty much everything I can think of to reach the medical community, physicians, surgeons, naturopathic doctors, nurse practitioners, physician assistants. So I'm marketing, you know, heavily online through, you know, SEO and Google AdWords campaign and, you know, remarketing and, Craigslist and the various different commercial real estate related or office related listing sites like LoopNet, Search Office Space, doctorsofficespace.com. There's a few, you know, websites out there that kind of do that kind of stuff. I'm doing direct mail to a mailing list. I've assembled my own email list over the last couple of years, and I do email campaigns.
So you have subscriber for like regular sending an email about Viva Med Suites, or it's from just your personal?
Yeah, I mean, it's just my own database that I've collected over time, and from people that come to the website and submit interest forms and things like that. So, and through networking on LinkedIn, and you know, I've also just done printed flyers and walked around to medical office buildings all around where I'm located and left flyers with all the, you know, all the different doctor's offices. And I've done display advertising on, you know, association medical sites or email blasts to association members through these various medical associations. So there's a host of things, and they all contribute a little bit. And
what's unique selling point that you offer to people who will join Viva Med Suites?
Well, really, it's the only thing of its kind. There isn't another location like this that they can have access to professional medical clinic space literally by the hour or by the half day, without signing long-term leases, without having to put up a bunch of money to furnish and equip a place, without having to lock themselves into a solution that won't really meet their needs in a year or two, you know. So it's very flexible, very granular, very scalable. They can start, you know, very low risk and small, and they can add incrementally as their practice grows or as their needs change.
Cool. What's your future plan of Viva Med Suites? Like 1 year, 2 years, or 5 years?
You know, I am not one who is a big believer and practicer of 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year plans. I mean, there's just way too many variables in life, you know. I've just learned that. So my plan is just stick with it and see where it goes. You know? I've got interest. We'll see where it goes. I think it'll grow. But I don't have any huge ambitions that this has to, you know, that this will be nationwide or worldwide. Well, you know, it's it'll go where it goes, and I'm gonna have fun regardless.
Yeah. Thank you so much, John, for the talks.
All right. Thank you.
It was nice co-working story from John. You can follow him on Twitter at Viva MedSuites, VivaMedSuites. Likewise, you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode with One System.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.